Well, it is what it is. I pretty much resigned from those a long time ago. I thought I had heard, you know, I mean, who am I to question whether something, a development happened, but it was pretty common knowledge that those were no-go. And the fact that they're remaining, you know, throwaways, there's just no movement or interest in them on the aftermarket. You know, you look at the UHF and VHF ones, you know, those things are still fetching $2,250 all day. They're very useful, but the 800 ones, you can't give them away. So I figured you'd see an uptick in their price if anything changed in that realm. But, so that's probably not going to happen. I can't think of what, you know, if you get RF decks, I think you could get the 2500, could be purchased in 900. You could never get an a 5000 or a in 900, but you could get the 2500. And so, you know, if you could find a 900 RF deck, you could, you know, you could make a 2900 with you know, with wizardry.
Yeah, they got the wizardry, but the you know, the software's been hacked. That's pretty easy, but there's a fan test. You know all this, I'm sure. I just figured it out, you know, after I did all of that. That was a good learning experience. I'm not mad at myself. I'm glad I learned it, and, you know, and that's, yeah, if somebody else would have found another cookie or another writing, because there are a whole bunch of smart cookies out there. We could have had something there, but, you know, until somebody figures out how to make those bandpass filters open up, then I think you're kind of stuck with them. So basically, like you said, you've got a pile of nothing right there.